Can you grab the bolts, Tim? Please.
Oh, you got the screws?
It's a sweltering sunny day, one when people are encouraged to reduce their energy use. And so it's fitting that a small group of young adults is busily installing solar panels on the roof of a house. People honk their car horns as they drive past this house. Solar power is supported here in California. The workers on the rooftop stop to cheer, clap, and pump their fists in response. The atmosphere here is electric, and that's to be expected because these young trainees, like Andre Collins, are the embodiment of a vision, one that takes low-income people, often people of color, and trains them to work in the fast-growing alternative energy industry.
They're green jobs because they're healthy and they're right for the people and the environment. And they're green also because they're taking the people who would otherwise be poor and putting green in their pockets. So it's a good lucrative.
Andre Collins is one of 15 people who are completing a 9-week training program in solar panel installation. This program is run by Grid Alternatives, a nonprofit that installs solar in low-income communities. Grid uses volunteers recruited by local youth employment and job training organizations. This installation is a graduation of sorts, and so these trainees are thinking about the job market.
And I'm just proud to be a part of this, and I can't wait to make money.
Some nonprofits are stepping up to make training programs like this possible. So are cities. The City Council in Oakland, California, approved $250,000 for such a program, a sum that's possible thanks to a settlement between energy companies and the state of California. 6 years ago, when rolling blackouts hit California, companies such as Enron raised their rates. While Enron and others didn't admit to any wrongdoing, they gave the state $1 billion. Some of that money is being used to train lower-income people in what's come to be known as green jobs, installing solar panels and tankless hot water heaters, converting vegetable oil to fuel. Renewable energy industries are worth big money, already $40 billion a year worldwide. These new industries hold the promise of putting tens of thousands of people to work in the U.S. Van Jones is president of the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights. He says support for green jobs is redefining the environmental movement.
A social uplift, environmentalism that, you know, is less about the Birkenstocks and the tofu, all that stuff is all beautiful, but it's more about the hard hat, the lunch bucket, more of a working class, we can do it environmentalism, I think, is the next step in the environmental revolution.
Jones is leading that revolution in cities like his hometown of Oakland, which has fallen on hard times. Jones says what's missing in struggling blue-collar cities like Oakland are good-paying, skilled labor jobs, jobs that used to come through unions.
And it's time to really rebuild the labor movement, we think, with the new face of working class America, which is, you know, more Latino, more Black, more Asian, and also with the new consciousness around doing things in an ecologically smart way.
Oakland is the first city to declare a green jobs corps, but there could be many more. Cities across the country might get a chance to start their own programs thanks to pending federal legislation.
This bill will allow for 3 million workers here to be able to enjoy this kind of training and advancement.
That's California Congresswoman Hilda Solis describing a bill she's authored in a YouTube video. The Green Jobs Act of 2007 proposes to dedicate $500 million to train people to do green-collar work. This fall, the U.S. Senate will take up Solis's bill. Many believe creating green jobs will not only revitalize the economy and the environment, but also reinsert something that has long been missing from these communities, hope. For the Environment Report, I'm Christy Cole.